Welcome to Healing From Within, Transformation for Recovery and Self-Esteem with Dr. Harry Henshaw, a podcast dedicated to helping you overcome addiction, improve your self-esteem, and create a life you truly love. Each week, discover practical tools, empowering insights, and transformational practices that help you heal from the inside out. Your journey to authentic self-love starts now. Transformation, healing humanity's global crisis. Introduction, a world in crisis. Humanity stands at a crossroads. Across the globe, we are experiencing unprecedented social, psychological, and spiritual challenges. Rising rates of anxiety, depression, addiction, violence, and alienation signal that something fundamental is deeply amiss in the human experience. While these crises manifest in diverse forms, political division, ecological collapse, economic inequality, substance abuse epidemics, their root cause is strikingly similar. At the heart of humanity's struggle are two interwoven problems. One, very poor self-esteem and a negative self-image. Two, a lack of spirituality or disconnection from spirit, source, higher power, God. This dual crisis has created a cycle of fear, judgment, self-hatred, and hopelessness that perpetuates suffering on both an individual and societal level. Yet within this crisis lies an opportunity, a chance for humanity to embrace a new paradigm of healing and wholeness. The philosophy of transformation offers this new path. It is a vision that begins with healing the self through cultivating self-love, positive self-image, and conscious connection to spirit. When individuals transform, the collective transforms. This article will explore the global social problems we now face, the hidden costs of poor self-esteem and negative self-image, the spiritual void that exacerbates these crises, and how transformation can provide both hope and practical solutions for humanity's future. Part 1, The Hidden Epidemic of Low Self-Esteem, a Silent Global Crisis. While the world often focuses on visible problems like war, poverty, or disease, there is an epidemic that quietly fuels them all, low self-esteem. Research consistently shows that self-esteem directly affects mental health, behavior, and relationships. Yet in modern societies, whether in wealthy nations or developing countries, millions suffer silently from feelings of unworthiness, self-doubt, and inner shame. From children bullied in schools to adults trapped in cycles of addiction, low self-esteem corrodes the human spirit. It leads people to settle for less than they deserve, to accept abusive relationships, to avoid pursuing dreams, and to sabotage their own success. On a larger scale, when entire populations internalize feelings of inferiority, societies fracture into inequality, discrimination, and violence. The Hidden Wounds. In my article, Hidden Wounds, of low self-esteem on all areas of your life, I explain how poor self-worth seeps into every domain of existence. Low self-esteem affects careers through fear of failure, relationships through tolerance of mistreatment, physical health through neglect or stress-related illness, and even spirituality through feelings of separation from God. These hidden wounds create cycles of pain that individuals pass to their families, communities, and societies at large. Part 2, The Destructive Power of Negative Self-Image. self-image as destiny. The concept of self-image is foundational to transformation philosophy. As Dr. Maxwell Maltz once noted, a person's self-image sets the boundaries of their life. If one sees themselves as broken, unworthy, or unlovable, they will unconsciously create circumstances that reinforce that perception. A negative self-image not only shapes thought patterns, but also affects behavior. For instance, those who see themselves as failures often avoid opportunities that might disprove their belief, while those who believe they are unworthy of love may unconsciously push away or sabotage relationships. The social cost of negative self-worth. In The Hidden Cost of Negative Self-Image and Low Self-Worth, I describe how individuals with poor self-image often become trapped in cycles of addiction, poverty, or violence. The cost is not just personal. It reverberates across families, communities, and nations. Negative self-image manifests in crime rates, domestic abuse, economic stagnation, and generational trauma. Humanity cannot thrive when the majority of its members live as prisoners of negative self-perception. Part 3, the global spiritual crisis. Disconnection from spirit. Modern culture has achieved incredible technological advancements, yet spiritually, humanity is starving. Disconnection from spirit, source, higher power, or God is perhaps the most profound crisis of our time. Without spiritual grounding, people turn to external substitutes, consumerism, substances, technology, or power, in desperate attempts to fill the void within. This absence of spirituality creates societies obsessed with material gain, but bankrupt in meaning. It breeds alienation, despair, and moral collapse. In my article, Global Crisis of Self-Esteem, An Epidemic Affecting Humanity, I emphasize that low self-worth and lack of spirituality are not separate issues, but deeply intertwined. When people do not feel authentic self-love, they lose their ability to connect to spirit, source, higher power, God. The loss of collective values. Across the globe, we see evidence of spiritual disconnection. Families fracture, communities disintegrate, and nations polarize. Instead of unity, competition and division dominate. Instead of compassion, judgment and hatred spread. Without shared spiritual values, humanity loses its compass, drifting toward chaos. Part 4, Transformation as a New Path to Healing. The philosophy of transformation. Transformation is more than a counseling approach. It is a philosophy of life. At its core, it rests on three principles. 1, self-image creates reality. Our thoughts and beliefs about ourselves shape every aspect of life. To change external circumstances, we must first change our internal perception. 2, authentic self-love is essential. Healing begins when individuals learn to love and accept themselves fully, without judgment. 3, connection to spirit restores wholeness. True transformation occurs when individuals reconnect with source, higher power, or God, realizing they are not separate, but one with the divine. From crisis to opportunity, in transformation, a new path to healing, I outlined how transformation offers hope to humanity at this pivotal moment. By addressing self-esteem, self-image, self-love, and spirituality, transformation does not merely treat symptoms, but heals root causes. It empowers individuals to reclaim responsibility, to choose differently, and to create lives aligned with love, purpose, and spirit. Part 5, Practical Implications of Transformation for Global Healing. 1. Education Systems. Modern education often emphasizes performance and competition, leaving children vulnerable to shame and inadequacy. Transformation in education would teach children self-love, mindfulness, and the creative power of thought. By nurturing healthy self-image early, societies could prevent future epidemics of addiction, depression, and violence. 2. Mental health and addiction treatment. Current models often focus on symptom management rather than root transformation. The philosophy of transformation calls for counseling that heals self-image, teaches self-love, and restores spiritual connection. Instead of labeling people as broken, it empowers them to reclaim their true identity, their connection to the divine. 3. Families and communities. Transformation reminds us that families and communities are the soil in which individuals grow. By practicing forgiveness, self-love, and conscious communication, families can break cycles of generational trauma. Communities rooted in transformation can foster belonging and resilience. 4. Politics and society. Many social problems, racism, inequality, violence, are fueled by collective low self-worth. Transformation invites leaders and citizens to see beyond fear and division, to recognize the shared humanity in all people. It promotes policies rooted in compassion, fairness, and unity. 5. Global spiritual renewal. Finally, transformation calls humanity back to spirit. Not to dogma or rigid religion, but to an authentic, universal spirituality that transcends borders. When individuals reconnect with Source, they rediscover meaning, purpose, and peace. Part 6. A Call for Global Inner Transformation. The Turning Point. In my article, The Turning Point, A Call for Global Inner Transformation, I make a powerful case that humanity is at a defining moment. If we continue down the path of poor self-esteem and spiritual disconnection, we face escalating crises, environmental destruction, wars, addiction epidemics, and mental illness. But if we choose transformation, we can create a future of healing and wholeness and a collective experience of genuine possibility. Responsibility and choice. Transformation rests on the principle of personal responsibility. Each person has the power to choose their thoughts, beliefs, and actions. When individuals take responsibility for their inner lives, they reclaim their power to change not only themselves, but the world. The promise of transformation. The promise is simple yet profound. As individuals heal, humanity heals. By addressing the hidden wounds of low self-esteem, by transforming self-image, and by reconnecting with spirit, humanity can transcend its current crises and step into a new era of peace, love, and unity. Conclusion: Building a New World. The social problems humanity faces today, addiction, violence, inequality, alienation, are not merely external conditions. They are symptoms of a deeper crisis of self-image and spirituality. To heal the world, we must begin with the self. The philosophy of transformation offers a clear path forward. It teaches that everyone is responsible, powerful, and worthy. It invites us to replace fear with love, self-hatred with self-acceptance, and separation with unity. Most importantly, it calls us back to spirit, the source of life and love. Humanity has a choice. We can remain trapped in cycles of negativity and despair, or we can embrace transformation and build a new world, one rooted in self-love, positive self-image, and spiritual connection. The time for change is now. The crisis we face is not the end, but the beginning of a new path. The future of humanity depends on our willingness to transform. Thank you for joining us on Healing From Within. If you found value in today's episode, please follow, rate, and share this podcast. It helps others begin their own journey of transformation. For free resources and more about Dr. Henshaw's work, please visit his website at enhancedhealing.com. Remember, the power to change your life is already within you.